Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 11, verses 9 and 10. Praise God! Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessings on the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Praise God in highest heaven. Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem shows us his extraordinary courage. He could easily have slipped quietly into the city, but in deliberately entering the city on a donkey, he was making a powerful statement. He was declaring for all to see that he was indeed the Messiah, the one who had come to save his people. Their praises show that they were entirely clear what was happening. Some may even have recalled that this was exactly what Zechariah had promised, who said, "Rejoice, O people of Zion! Shout in triumph, O people of Jerusalem! Look, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and victorious, yet he is humble, riding on a donkey's colt. The people were delighted to welcome their Messiah, but there were clearly very different ideas of what such a person would do. Jesus wasn't offering himself as the one who would kick out the occupying Roman forces. That was probably the kind of liberation that most people were looking for. The thought that their Messiah was going to face crucifixion within a week wasn't in their minds at all. Not even Jesus' closest disciples had understood how the week would unfold. As we celebrate Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, it's good for us to remember that he is the one who sets us free, but not always in the way that we expect or want. We may want him to be the powerful authority figure who comes on an impressive war horse to sort out the problems of our lives and of our world, but he comes on a donkey and gently shows us how we need to forgive, love, and support the people around us. Jesus' ways are not our ways, but like the people of long ago, we need to welcome him with enthusiasm and joy because he is coming to us in the name of the Lord. So let me ask you this interesting question. What kind of Messiah are people looking for these days? And now let's pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you. You are the one who come to give us peace and salvation. We welcome you into our lives today. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day today.